Jerry Bader Show, 948 406 1360, 888 455 1360. Rush Limbaugh is being criticized by the left for making an absolutely spot on point yesterday that the left treats pregnancy as a disease, even though you know what causes it, and you make a conscious choice to engage in that behavior, unless, of course, you're assaulted. So, if you're going to use a method of contraception that your employer finds morally objectionable, why shouldn't you have to pay for it yourself? And he talked about your employer isn't mandated to fully pay for eye exams or dental work. And yet nobody complains about that. And then I pointed out, I just dealt with hearing loss by spending a lot of my own money on hearing devices. I'm sure there are women my age or even younger that are suffering from hearing, and I guarantee they can't afford these devices, which are not cheap. So why aren't feminists complaining about, and why aren't liberals complaining about women with bad teeth, women with bad vision, and women with bad hearing, whose employers are not required to pay full freight on that? I'll ask you again. Who is more deprived? Who is more deprived? The 25-year-old woman whose employer won't pay for her contraception, or the 50-year-old woman whose employer won't pay for her hearing aids or eye exam or dental work? Tim in Lublin. Tim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry, and I hope you have a good and happy 4th of July.
You too.
I think what you've hit around is something that we as conservatives have never really attacked on the liberals, and that is the fact that they have viewed sex for so many years, and particularly unrestricted, unfettered sex with multiple partners, as the great distraction that they use. The reason that I think they've been able to get away with so much of the corruption and other things is if the Americans continue in this activity, which we obviously do over and over and over, they feel like we've been distracted enough to not concentrate enough on some of the bad things they do, and so they want to keep promoting this activity as a way of keeping us preoccupied while they continue to do some of the bad things they've done in Washington and elsewhere in government.
Well, it's okay, you're right that it's a distraction. I agree with you on that, Tim, but here's what I would say. Here's the sense I get, and maybe you disagree. I get the sense, though, that they actually believe their own crap, that this is the stuff women worry about more than anything else.
Oh, I think they've told themselves that lie for long enough that they do believe it. I can. There is some, I'll give them some credulity in this, and the fact that with things like, for example, STDs, women, because of the fact that their organs are internal, not external, are more susceptible to it. But the fact that they've told this over and over and over for, I don't know, since the 1960s, I think it's become the standard of belief, and the truth has been buried well below all this pack of lies.
I think here's the bigger picture, Tim. Thanks a lot for the call. If they can paint this image that the government wants to control a woman's body, that's why they're lying about what Hobby Lobby, what the ruling is really about. If they can paint this scary picture that the government wants to control a woman's vagina, as they put it, that it's this big, scary picture of conservatives. When the reality is, so now they're taking this one to that extreme, when that's not the issue here at all, they know that. And I just really wonder. And by the way, that's why they're lashing out at Rush Limbaugh the way that they are. Because they know he's right about this, and they're trying to demonize what he says, but they don't actually come out and say what was so bad about what he said, because there isn't anything so bad about what he said. Danita on the road. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I love your show. I don't get to listen as much because I change jobs, but I do enjoy it on my way to work.
Thank you.
I'm a woman postmenopausal by many years, and I had cataracts, and I only had VA insurance at the time, and they would not cover cataract surgery. So I ended up having to take out a loan in order to get my eyes where I could see. And at the time, I was a truck driver. And I don't see why they're making such a big deal about contraceptives. You know, if a woman would just keep her legs together and, you know, it's, I agree with Rush. It's not something that just happens going down the road unless it's rape or incest. And I don't see why the company should have to pay for contraceptive types that they don't agree with. I'm so happy for Lobby Lobby. You know, it proves that just because you're a business doesn't mean you give up your rights.
And why don't these feminists worry about you postmenopausal women and the issues you face?
Because we're kind of a quiet group. We don't stand up and scream and yell. Once they hit our age, then they will.
Well, here's another way of looking at it, that they really have bought this stuff, that sex without fear of pregnancy is the most important thing in the world to a woman now, and you have that, Danita, so they don't have to worry about you.
Correct.
You know, it's insane. Thanks a lot for the call. Before we take another call here, by the way, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Emily Zanotti, writing at the American Spectator. If you're still on social media after the Hobby Lobby ruling, you are profoundly masochistic, in need of a stiff drink or both. Take this moment to examine your Twitter timeline for evidence of the following words: slippery slope, minefield, ban, and birth control. Use them as a drinking game and get yourself most of the way through a bottle of Smirnoff. If there's ever an excuse for day drinking, it's the amateur constitutional lawyering happening across the internet. Let's not mention the Oval Office, where the constitutional lawyer in residence stridently disagrees with the professional justices on the Supreme Court. What has happened over the course of the last 2 days is nothing short of a war on women. But this isn't the war that has dominated headlines for its fanatical notion that people don't lose their right to believe in a higher power once they open their organic, locally sourced artisanal coffee joint in Greater Portland. The women who purport to speak as mouthpieces of the feminist movement on the internet may be the least intelligent consumers of media since the people of Salem took the word of two 12-year-old girls as gospel truth about witches. When addressing internet feminists, I use the word feminist loosely, since while the term should encompass nearly every walk of life interested in the true rights of women, it seems in this case to refer specifically to someone who is so hapless at financial and reproductive matters that she'd practically prefer bottles of birth control be administered by a government authority that also watches her swallow them. To hear such harpies opine, you'd think the earth had caved in, the bottom had fallen away, and the condoms were going to be placed under lock and key by ruthless and uncontrollable Hobby Lobby executives. That's very well put. But yet, women having other needs that health insurance doesn't cover, they don't give a damn about that. That's where Rush was exactly right. Gary in Pulaski. Gary, go ahead.
Jerry, you know what? Same as always. Love you, man. Love your show. Glad you're taking up this topic. And I'm also glad that you're out there helping me stopping all these people from drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Here's the situation. Here's something that I don't know that I've heard yet, and I haven't heard every second of the show. But let's just say government did pay for contraception. And all lo and behold, by an act of God, a woman still gets pregnant. But now the government's supposed to pay for the childbirth and the delivery. Oh, no, 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 no. We paid for the contraception. You have an abortion. No questions asked.
Ha. Isn't that an interesting concept?
Just think about that a little bit.
Or, okay, all right, yeah. How would feminists feel about this? So the government, all right, let's just, as Gary, as you put it, let's just cut to the chase. And the government's going to provide free contraception. If you don't use it and you get pregnant, you have a mandatory abortion.
No, contraception.
Yeah. What? Okay, would you be okay with that? Gary, boy, that's it. Thanks for calling. And my friend, have a very happy 4th of July.
You too. Celebrate wildly, my friend.
All right. Gary, thanks for calling. Would you be okay with that? You know, the frightening thing is, some of them on the left might. Oh, it's all right. Because all abortions are good abortions, as far as they're concerned. Probably even a forced one. They would probably be okay with that. This is just ludicrous. The obsession that the left has with guaranteeing, and that's where he was right about pregnancy being treated as a disease. That a woman should, or a man for that matter, should be able to behave any way they want and be guaranteed that there's not going to be a pregnancy. That's insane. That's your responsibility. That was his point. Yet they are so sure the government should make sure that employers pay for that, but things that really do impact a woman's health, I mean, where women are suffering, no. Eyes, teeth, ears, no, they shouldn't be forced to do that. It's bizarre. I want to get to one that we didn't get to yesterday. By the way, the Dow did break through 17,000 today. It's 9:58.